Whoa, so it's 4:15, as Hack to the Future, and I'm stood out in the corridor and I've got Liz Fink.
Hello.
Hello. Liz, do you think children have got a lot out today? What do you...
Absolutely. Yeah. I was a bit worried about a few of the girls that we brought with us, but they've actually got more engaged than some of the lads, really, to be honest.
So you mean beforehand, you're apprehensive whether they get a lot out of the day?
Yeah. But we took them in the making a digital camera.
Right.
And they were brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. I think they beat the boys, to be honest, putting it together.
So what kind of workshops have you seen as you've gone round and activities?
Well,
and
everybody wanted to see the freaky clown because they wanted to know about these passwords. Yeah. And I think they're quite amazed about the whole photographs and, you know, being able to tag where you live. And the digital camera went down really, really well.
So you're a teacher of ICT and some computing as well?
Just ICT.
Just ICT.
We're thinking about moving
You're thinking about it. Has this event made you think a little bit more like, you know, there's some activities here we could try and do at school? Or do you feel like you might want to bring some of these people into school?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we've had a network meeting recently and quite a few schools have said, you know, this is the way forward. So we've actually talked to a few schools. We're talking about doing some... not cross-curricular, but sort of sharing ideas and having kids in and swapping kids, to be honest. So, yeah.
Is there any extra things that you've heard the kids saying to you, like that what they enjoyed? I mean, you mentioned the freaky clown, the hacker.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said the gadgeteer. Did they get to look in at the BBC Micro? Do you know if they've been in there?
I'm not sure if I've been trying to keep track of all of them today, but it was just the hands-on, really. Yeah, I've noticed that's something we don't really have in our school as far as hands-on materials to build things. And they really, really got into it more than I thought they would. In fact, they just were straight into it, to be honest.
Right. So it's definitely worth... It was definitely worth coming along.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were quite disappointed we didn't get as many kids in, to be honest.
Do you know, we sold 228 tickets and we still have 100 people on the wait list that just never got them. So I suppose there's potential to run things like this again.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So now I'm stood in the corridor with John Stout. And John, you're a computing teacher.
Yeah, A-level.
Sixth Form College in Southport.
Yep, that's it.
Did you bring some of your students along?
No, I brought a grandchild.
Right, okay. And how old is the grandchild?
Grandchild is 13.
Oh, right, so it's such a part of our target audience. Yeah. Have you had a chat with the grandchild during the day to see?
Yeah, well, when I've been able to tear him away from anything. Last time I saw him, he was on the stage in there taking part in the quiz.
Oh, in a quiz.
Having the time of his life.
So have you been to lots of sessions?
I've mainly concentrated on the gadgeteer one because I felt I could help there.
Right.
So I've done that. But popped my head around all the other ones as well.
What kind of responses did you see from the children in the gadgeteer one?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah?
For some of them. Yeah. Some of them, I think, I'd made their mind up that it was going to be a bit hard for them. But I did notice that one of the ones who didn't manage to get it working in one session was back the following one and had got halfway through before he'd even started. So even the ones who had problems with it, were fine.
Were you in the session earlier this morning when John Howard from the BBC was talking?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was great. Took me back a bit as well. The VIC-20, I loved the VIC-20.
Well, John, thank you very much. Would you just think this event's got legs? It could something that would be run again?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Different parts of the country, again. You think?
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to... What are you going to do? Sleep for half term?
I don't know, something like that. John, that's great. Thanks for supporting the event.
Alan.